Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Minister for Disabilities has committed to make strong representations to the HSE on behalf of iCare and the Bluestack Special Needs Foundation in a bid to secure additional funding. The relatives of four British soldiers killed in an IRA bombing in London's Hyde Park in 1982 have won a civil case against the suspect Donegal man John Downey. Visiting restrictions at Letterkenny University Hospital have entered a third week, with the hospital's general manager appealing to people to cooperate, and the Taoiseach has pledged to hold further discussions with the British government as the case of Derry woman Emma D'Souza proceeds. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Minister for Disabilities has committed to make strong representations to the HSE on behalf of iCare and the Bluestack Special Needs Foundation in a bid to secure additional funding. At a meeting today with Minister Finnie McGrath, Donegal Oireachtas members and the managers of both organisations, it was confirmed that core funding of €36,000 will be made available in 2020 for each organisation. However, the HSE has said a decision on extra funding will be made in the coming weeks. The body previously estimated that €150,000 when funding is needed for Bluestacks per annum and €100,000 for iCare. Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin says the Minister's commitment is a significant step.
We've had it confirmed that at this point in time, what will be on the table in 2020 is €36,000 for each organisation, which is core funding. Now, the principle of core funding has been won in recent years, so that is good news, but it's not nearly enough, and it's been made clear by both the managers of iCare and Bluestack Special Needs Foundation, you know, the amount of money they actually require of core funding every year to keep the doors open. And the Minister has, he intensively engaged with both organisations, and he's committed to support very strongly their case for additional funding, and apparently we'll know within weeks. So it's in the hands of the Minister now to try and secure extra funding than what's on the table at present.
And indeed, the Minister's commitment is a significant step, but still the organisations are both very much in limbo.
Indeed, I mean, you know, as I say, the principle of core funding was hard fought for, and that has been won. But the problem is the core funding provided by the HSE of €36,000 for each organisation, you know, just isn't nearly enough. And the Minister gets that. I mean, it was a very intensive engagement today. They went through in detail the work that they do in North and South Donegal for hundreds of families. The Minister accepts how important that is, and he's undertaken to intervene to try to secure more money. So all we can do is wait now in the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we will have good news for both organisations.
The relatives of four British soldiers killed in an IRA bombing in London's Hyde Park in 1982 have won a civil case against the suspect Donegal man John Downey. The High Court ruled that those who died were killed unlawfully and that Downey was responsible. Greg Hughes has more.
John Downey, with an address in Creaslaw, did not take any part in the trial but filed a written defence in which he denied any involvement in the attack. Squadron Quartermaster Corporal Roy Bright, 36, Lieutenant Dennis Daly, 23, Trooper Simon Tipper, 19, and Lance Corporal Geoffrey Young, also 19, were killed by a car bomb as they rode through the central London park for the changing of the guard. Announcing her conclusion today, Mrs Justice Yip said this was a deliberate, carefully planned attack on members of the military. I have found that the defendant was an active participant in the concerted plan to detonate the bomb with the intent to kill or at least to cause serious harm to members of the Household Cavalry.
Visiting restrictions at Letterkenny University Hospital have entered a third week. The hospital is reminding members of the public that visiting restrictions remain in place and they should not visit the hospital. There has been a very significant increase in the number of flu cases in the Northwest so far this year. Sean Murphy, General Manager of Letterkenny University Hospital, is appealing to people to cooperate with the visiting restrictions in a bid to prevent the further spread of the infection. In exceptional cases only, family members may arrange an appointment with the ward manager to visit critically ill patients. Visitors who arrive without prior agreement will be asked to leave. Emma D'Souza says she is reassured that all efforts are being made by the Taoiseach and his officials to find a resolution to her case. The Derry woman at the centre of a landmark citizenship case applied for a resident card for her US-born husband to live and work in Northern Ireland. It was rejected on the ground she is seen as a British citizen, despite identifying as Irish under the Good Friday Agreement. Ms D'Souza met with Simon Coveney yesterday, who pledged to hold further discussions with the British government. She told today's 9 till noon show that the cross-party support is key to ensuring a change.
The minister made clear that himself and his officials are working very hard behind the scenes to try and find a resolution that is in line with the letter and the spirit of the Good Friday Agreement. Simon Coveney also committed himself to further ongoing discussions with Julian Smith to convince them that this needs to be resolved and needs to be resolved urgently. So I know there's a lot of work happening behind the scenes, and that meeting yesterday was just almost like a reassurance for us that they are trying to find a solution. We also had representatives from Sinn Féin, the SDLP and Alliance with us yesterday, because it was a cross-party request from them to discuss this with Simon Coveney. So we're getting a lot of cross-party support. I think that signals the determination that most of the parties here have in finding a way to bring this provision forward and protect it for everyone.
Health services in Tyrone and Derry have been impacted today as nurses across Northern Ireland are striking for the first time, calling for their pay to be brought in line with the UK. Members of the Royal College of Nursing haven't walked out before, and it's led to cancelled appointments and caused some health units to close. Peter Ferguson is a nurse and says there are wider issues also.
Pay is just a part of it. The whole thing to be put first is patient safety. Patients have been put at risk every day due to shortage of staffs and everything else. At the moment, the hospital is still running. Outpatient appointments have been cancelled, but emergency care is still being provided by our members to the patients that need it.
Meanwhile, the Irish Medical Organisation says negotiations, not unilateral declarations by the Taoiseach, will resolve a dispute with consultants. Yesterday, the organisation backed strike action in the new year in a row over pay and recruitment and retention issues. In a statement, the IMO says it's noted Taoiseach Leo Varadkar's suggestion to offer public-only contracts to all consultants in a bid to resolve the dispute. However, the organisation says in the absence of negotiations, plans for industrial action in the new year continue. A number of childcare facilities in Donegal are said to be in limbo after efforts to obtain a new insurer for them were unsuccessful. It's reported that around 1,300 facilities across the country are affected by the issue, with their broker unable to secure any cover for them. Their insurance renewal is at the end of the month, with genuine fears that some providers may be forced to close as a result. Manager of the Donegal Childcare Committee, Trish McLaughlin, says efforts are being made by a number of bodies in a bid to resolve the problem.
We'd have some childcare providers that would be very, you know, their sustainability issues are community providers or non-for-profit. So a lot of them would have sustainability issues. However, I suppose the department, and I was talking to DCYA this morning, they are working very hard to find a solution to this. And there is the case management structure within ourselves. They can contact ourselves and the county committee. We will work with Pubble and the department to look at a sustainability fund for community providers. I suppose for the childcare services, the profit margin is very low. So this massive hike is going to drive the sustainability issues. Like, a lot of our childcare providers nationally pay the childcare staff on minimum wage. These are staff that are very well qualified, and this is just going to embed that. Costs go up significantly. They're just going to continue to pay staff at the minimum wage. It also will mean a reduced number of staff. They're not going to be taking in excess staff.
Meanwhile, it's been announced that childcare providers will all get a one-off payment from the government in the coming days after a year of pressure on the sector. Children's Minister Catherine Sapone has said the payments will average £1,500 per provider. The Taoiseach has refused to set up an emergency fund to pay insurance premiums for childcare providers after one of the two insurers in the Irish market pulled out. Children's Minister Catherine Sapone says the government also understands there were extra administrative burdens on childcare providers this year.
To recognise how difficult this has been, I have approved an additional once-off programme support payment to all providers, which will be made in the coming days, that is, in December of 2019.
Dental services have recommenced at Lifford Community Hospital. The HSE has confirmed that the clinic will operate 3 days a week. In September, dental services were temporarily transferred from Lifford to dental clinics in both Stranorla and Letterkenny as remedial building works were required on the premises to ensure they complied with HICWA standards. The works consisted of building and site structure improvements, which the HSE says will enhance and improve the quality of patient care. Planned upgrade works at Carndonagh Community Hospital are said to be progressing with the construction plan now confirmed. Tenders are currently being sought, with the HSE saying a decision is imminent. Work is expected to begin in Buncrana in a couple of months to erect a new temporary ward while works are carried out in Carndonagh. Meanwhile, essential upgrade works at Carndonagh Community Hospital are set to commence in the second quarter of 2020. Local councillor Albert Doherty says the project has encountered a number of delays, but this is a welcome development.
Certainly, pre the local election of the current year, many expected an announcement and a confirmation that the tender process would be complete, that the construction would commence. And when I first commenced as a member of the RHF West, I was told that it was delayed now to the third quarter. That was expected in the second. I was subsequently informed at an October-November meeting that it was delayed until the fourth quarter. So this is good news, because Carndonagh Community Hospital is playing a significant role in the area, can play a greater role, but must have the resources. And indeed, this upgrade now and in construction is very, very welcome. And we have so much more things that can be brought back. Services that were used and services that must be brought back. And when we try in the year ahead to look after our carbon footprint, we must reduce the travel implications that many in Inishowen have travelling to Letterkenny. And this can be best served by delivering extra services to Carndonagh Community Hospital.
And while you're saying, you know, a lot of services have been taken away from the hospital, surely this now construction plan is a vote of confidence in the hospital going forward, a step in the right direction. Maybe we will see some of those services restored there.
That would be my hope as well. This is a very positive step for Carndonagh, long awaited, but no matter how long awaited, extremely welcome. And let's see all systems go in 2020. And we're glad to see Carndonagh being one of the benefactors and the Inishowen community as a result.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure in Letterkenny. Now offering the new Donegal GAA Nevis range in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time's latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with League of Ireland Soccer, and Ollie Horgan has said there's a renewed enthusiasm around Finn Park ahead of next season. The Harps manager is calling on Harps supporters to row in behind the club as preparations for the 2020 campaign intensify by availing of the early bird offers on season tickets, either via the club website or from the clubhouse, which is open each day this week. Ollie is in the thick of rebuilding a squad for a tilt at another Premier Division campaign.
The off-season is often the most, you know, difficult one to try and encourage people to come back, encourage new people to come in. We have a big turnover of players this year. A lot of players moved on for various reasons. There are easier options out there. There are easier packages, if that's the right word. But certainly, you know, the division and the centre of the football of what we are playing in can't be beaten. But North are in the Republic in the two different leagues. The Rawlis is a big enough turnover from us, because it is relentless, and for maybe what, you know, the remuneration that they get and the amount of time demands that we make in them, there certainly are easier options. But, you know, the standard of football that we play in, with the division we're in, with the likes of Dundalk coming to Ballybofey twice, you know, Shamrock Rovers coming there, Sligo Rovers, Derry, you know, it's hugely attractive, and but very, very challenging for the players.
Yeah, but you know, if you select a player, they get your vision and they're prepared to make that commitment. You know, they are committed to your club. So I suppose in a way, there's some advantages to that as well.
Certainly, you know, it's not just the footballer we want. We want someone that will roll in and buy in and pull up their sleeves. And to be fair to a man, the ones that have come in and the ones that have left did that to their credit. And, you know, we need the right type of person as well, because it is difficult. You know, we're always fighting maybe against the odds But they have done that, and the lads that have come back in are willing to do that again, which is a huge testimony to their character, Greg, as well.
That's Van Harp's boss, Ollie Horgan, speaking with Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show this morning. And you can hear more from Ollie on the website, our website, the usual, highlandradio.com and sports section. Right, Virgil van Dijk looks likely to miss Liverpool's Club World Cup semi-final in Monterrey this evening. It seems Captain Jordan Henderson will form a makeshift partnership with Joe Gomez against the Mexican champions. The match in Doha is scheduled to get underway in round about 13 minutes' time. There's the potential of some huge upsets in the Carabao Cup this evening. League One Oxford will host the holders Manchester City, while fourth-tier Colchester take on Manchester United at Old Trafford. Duncan Ferguson remains in caretaker charge of Everton for their last day clash with Leicester at Goodison Park. And up in Scotland, Celtic can extend their lead at the top of the Premiership to 5 points if they take victory against struggling Hearts tonight. Minister for Sport Shane Ross has revealed that the FAI asked for an €18 million bailout from the government. The minister has also told an Oireachtas Committee on Transport, Tourism and Sport that the association faces a steep mountain to climb and that funding won't be resumed until financial and governance issues are addressed. He added that if the FAI were to go under, then the League of Ireland would likely do so as well. Cockhill Celtic's Jason Breslin has been named the Watson Menswear Ulster Senior League Player of the Month for November. The defender has been instrumental as the champions move to the top of the table for the Christmas break, where they recently booked spots in the last 16 of the Intermediate Cup and the first round of the 2020 Senior Cup. On the boxing front, Andy Lee will be part of Tyson Fury's training camp ahead of his WBC World Heavyweight title rematch with Deontay Wilder. The former middleweight champion, who is a coach to Donegal middleweight Jason Quigley, has also revealed that he suggested to Fury to begin working with trainer Yavin Sugarhill Stewart ahead of the bout in February. Lee has told the Off the Brawl podcast that it's unclear what his role will be in fight camp.
I'm going to be out there for the most of all of February, the end of the camp, and I'll just I don't know what my role will be, effectively.
Second set of eyes, almost.
Yeah, and someone who knows him personally as well, maybe more than Sugarhill knows him, and someone who can just be there and give my opinion, and I also know a thing or two, so I can work him a little bit as well there.
In rugby, Ulster CEO Johnny Petrie says abusive behaviour will never have a place at Ravenhill. A supporter has been banned from attending Ulster home matches following a disturbance in the recent Heineken Champions Cup meeting with Harlequins. Petrie says they want their Belfast home to be an intimidating venue without it being abusive towards their opposition. In darts, there was defeat today for County Tyrone's Mickey Mansell at the World Championships. He lost out in the latest round at Alexandra Palace in London, going down to Japan's Asino Asada, losing by 3-0. Donegal GAA have filled two underage managers' roles with the appointments of Rory Kavanagh and Maxi Curran. All-Ireland winner Kavanagh is the new manager of the under-15 Academy squad for 2020. The St Eunan's club man was previously a Buncrana Cup when he coached two seasons ago. When Maxi Curran has taken up the position of the manager of the under-14 Academy squad, Maxi has an extensive background in coaching at all levels in the county, right up to senior men and women. Both Rory and Maxi will work alongside GDM Aaron Kyles and Carl Lacey, providing support to them over the coming season. Former All-Ireland hurling final referee Brian Gavin says he's in favour of the introduction of VAR in Gaelic games. Limerick is set to bring a motion on the issue to Congress, and Gavin says introducing the technology is a must. He also feels referees are broadly in favour of VAR being used to help improve decisions on the pitch. Finally, just looking ahead to tonight on this Wednesday evening here in Highland, the GAA programme with Tom Comack, as always, has a throw-in time of 7.25. And St Eunan's man, John Harn, will be Tom's special guest tonight. The big midfielder and winner of 7 Donegal Senior Championships completed a unique record this season when he was a member of the St Eunan's Senior C Championship winning team. He's won championships at all levels, from under 12 right up through the age groups to minor, under 21 and senior. Also in the programme, Tom will be joined by Eamon Burns from Derry and John Lynch of Tyrone. That's the GAA programme tonight on the way at 7.25, and I'll be back with the next bulletin tomorrow morning after 8.
Thanks, Oisin. And finally in news, it's emerged that a transatlantic jet had to divert to Shannon Airport after the crew declared an emergency over Donegal with a suspected fuel leak on board. The incident happened on Monday evening and it's understood that this is the third time in less than a month that the same jet was forced to make an unscheduled landing with the same problem. Sean O'Regan has more.
This latest incident occurred as the aircraft was being flown back to Chicago from Manchester, with the flight leaving Manchester shortly after 5 p.m. on Monday. The airline confirmed the flight was operating a cargo sector, so there were no passengers on board. About 40 minutes after takeoff, the crew declared an emergency over Donegal, advising air traffic controllers they had a suspected fuel leak and wished to divert to Shannon Airport. Approaching Shannon, the crew downgraded their emergent to a pan alert, which is less serious. Despite the downgrade, it's understood that the airport's fire and rescue crews were mobilised on the ground ahead of the jet's arrival. The flight landed safely at 6:20 p.m. and was pursued along the runway by fire crews who also accompanied the aircraft to the terminal. Airport operations were not affected during the incident.
With an eye wet and windy today, with widespread rain which will be heavy at times, highest temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees with strong gusty and southeast winds. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll just have a look at the closing headlines. The Minister for Disabilities has committed to make strong representations to the HSE on behalf of iCare and the Bluestack Special Needs Foundation in a bid to secure additional funding. At a meeting today with Minister Finian McGrath, Donegal Oireachtas members and managers of both organisations, it was confirmed that core funding of €36,000 will be made available in 2020. The relatives of four British soldiers killed in an IRA bombing in London's Hyde Park in 1982 have won a civil case against the suspect Donegal man John Downey. The High Court ruled that those who died were killed unlawfully and that Downey was responsible. Visiting restrictions at Letterkenny University Hospital have entered a third week. The hospital is reminding members of the public that visiting restrictions remain in place and they should not visit the hospital. And dental services have recommenced at Lifford Community Hospital. The HSE has confirmed that the clinic will operate 3 days a week. And you can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Wednesday evening, December the 18th. The death has occurred of Mamie Lowry, 21 Alexander Park, Castle Derrick, and formerly of Church Minister Ballandrate, County Donegal. Funeral from her late home on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock for service at 1:30 in 2nd Castle Derrick Presbyterian Church, interment afterwards in Castle Derrick New Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to 2nd Castle Derrick PW, care of Charles Lynch. The house is private, please, at the request of the deceased. The death has taken place of John Stewart, formerly of Liskey House, Strabane, and latterly of 21 Cavanagh Corview, Ballymagory, County Tyrone. Funeral service will take place on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock in Douglas Presbyterian Church, Douglas Bridge, Strabane, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of Kathleen Cassie Ferry, Ochterlin, Rathmullen. Remains will repose at her home from 7 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Moira Dugara, née Murphy, Lakeside House, Glen Eira, Carrigart. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning, going to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desired for Masses for the Holy Souls, care of any family member. Rosary both nights at 9:30. The death has taken place of William Bill Quigley, 1 Mourne Villas, Lower Main Street, Strabane, and formerly of Camas Park, Strabane, reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Patrick's Cemetery, Murlock, Lifford. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Joy McCormick, Greencastle, County Donegal. Remains reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for funeral Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, Mobile, County Donegal, followed by burial in the adjoining burial grounds. and the death has taken place of John Sean Connachton, Sandfield Ardra, County Donegal, and formerly of Roscommon and Dublin. His remains are reposing at Shoblin's funeral home, Sandfield, followed by removal to St Connell's Church, Kilcluny, arriving at 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral mass tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, with private cremation on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock in Lakelands at Crematorium Cavan. House private to family and close friends, please.